on the top of Lamed Beis and the Beis. Omar Abaye, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri, Kulu Shviru Ruchamitz v'Pesach Osher Bano. Abaye said that in the previous brises, both Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri, all of them hold that Chametz v'Pesach is Osher Bano. It's only in the last brisa that Rabbi Lezer Chashma is the one that what you call holds that Chametz is Mutar Bano. And the machlokis between them and the ones that argue against them are in the following. Rabbi Akiva Shavar Lafitami Mishalim. Rabbi Akiva holds you pay according to worth, and therefore Chametz on Pesach, even if you're paying kapara, but you pay the kapara according to the value, and it has no value, and therefore you're a potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shavar lefi mida mishalim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you pay lefi the volume, measurement, and therefore it does not have a value. You pay just the measurement of chametz that you took. Versus pshita, of course that's machlokas. Mal deshema, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri nami Rabbi Akiva shvirli. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds really like Rabbi Akiva that you pay what's it called lefi dami. To Omar Lafi Domi Mishali. Bahasam Hainu Taima to Komechayev, Mishim de Savalok Rabbi Yosaglili. And the reason that he holds Chachayev is he holds a Chomets Pesach Mutar Bano. It has a value. To Omar Chomets Pesach Mutar Bano. Kamash Malo, no. That he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosaglili. He holds Chomets is also Bano. And still you have to pay Kapora because you don't pay the Fidomim, you pay the Fimida. Versus the Eimah Hachinami, maybe Takad. That's the way to explain the machlokas, not like we just said. Where it says, in Kena, Haverle, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, Ki Hezik, Mahaverle, Rabbi Lezer Chashma, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri should have answered Rabbi Akiva the same way that Rabbi Lezer Chashma answered Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That Chomes HaPesach is Mutar Bano. Since he didn't answer that, right, by choice, that's not what he holds. Even though they hold that if you eat truma b'shoge, you have to pay chametz of Pesach, you have to pay sphira lohudein lo domin. They also hold it's not worth anything. But they hold that the payment does not have to be worth anything. Ubahot pliti, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. In Cain, the sphira le mutter, where it says, because if Rabbi Yochanan Nuri would hold that chametz of Pesach is mutter b'hanah, and you pay lefi the worth, and it's worth something, right? Then nehadar le Rabbi Akiva afaze yeshvohet rasoka. Should have answered the same way Rabbi Lezer Chashma answered. This has a worth. He didn't answer that. He also agrees it's not worth anything. But you don't pay lefi the worth. You pay lefi the value. Tana rabban, ochel kazayis truma. Mishalim Karen v'chomesh. If you ate a kazayas of truma, b'shogeg, then you pay Karen and chomesh. Abishol omer ad shivo shavapruta. Abishol says that has to be a shavapruta. The consideration is not a kazayas, even though normally eating is a kazayas. Here the chiyuv is not so much for the eating, it's for the fact that you took away money from the Kohen that was truma. So it has to be a shavapruta. So now the Gemara says, my time at a Tanakama. How does the Tanakama know that achilas truma is the kazayas? That's when you have to pay keren v'chomesh? And even if it's not a shavapruta. Kazayas, even if it's not a shavapruta. Omar krua b'yish ki yochal kodesh b'shkoga. V'achilas v'kazayas. The pasuk that says that if you eat truma b'shogeg, you have to pay keren v'chomesh, uses lashon achila, and achila is b'kazayis. V'abishol, my time, Omar, my time, what's the reason of Abishol? Omar Kroa, v'nosan. It says, v'nosan l'koi nesakodesh. V'ein nesina pachas m'shavapruta. Nesina is only if there's a shavapruta. The Ido Agnami Oksiv Yochal, Ayla Maisa says Yochal. So why not the Kazayas? Well, he says, no, Ahu Problemazik Udasa. That's coming to tell me that you only chayev Karen Vachomesh if you ate it, or you drank it, or you put it on, you smeared it on you. But if you destroy, you damaged it, there's no Karen Vachomesh for damage. Damage, you only pay Karen. You don't pay Chomesh. There's only Kapara if you ate it, not if you damaged it. But not that the shear is the shear of achila. Here the achila is a different halacha. It's not coming to tell me the din of eating. It's coming to tell me that if you stam damaged it, this halacha doesn't apply. The Tanakamba, Aksiv, and Nosan. I, according to Tanakamba, it also says the Nosan. And the sin is a Shavapruta. Ahumi Boyle, the Gover, Haroy, the Oskodesh. It has to be something that could become Truma. But, in other words, even if it's chulin isukanim, it theoretically, before you took off Truma Shemaisris, could have been Truma. What does it come to exclude? Anything that's not Paris. Can't pay back anything that could not become Truma. Or even Paris, Leket Shikhan Payer. Right? Or we'll see later, Truma Shchametz. That was Shchametz before it became, what's it called, Truma. All those things could not have become Truma. So that you can't pay. You have to pay something that could be Kodesh. But it's not coming to tell me it has to be a Shavapruta. Tosus brings down a host of things that don't need a Shavapruta. Right? A Kli, you can be Kona with, even if it's not a Shavapruta. Even though it says the Nosan Lareyu. A Get says Nosan, doesn't have to be a Shavapruta. Tosus says, the only time you need an Asin of Shavapruta with an Asin as a payment. Then you need Shavapruta. But if the Nesina is not a payment for anything, then the halacha doesn't apply. And therefore, Tosha says, what's it called? Even though by Truma, right, it says, by Truma, even one Chita could be part of the whole thing. And even though it says Nesina, the halacha of Nesina is only what you get to the Kohen. But the what's it called doesn't, that doesn't need to be a Shavapruta. In any case, the some say that Enochinami, the halacha of what's it called, of Chita Achas Boteres Kri, is a din, there's two special dinner by Truma. One is to be matter the rest of the stuff to eat, that's a din of Hafrasha. Then there's a din, you have to give it to the Kohen. What you give to the Kohen has to be a Shavapruta. What you take off to be matter the tefua, that doesn't have to be a Shavapruta. Kazayis Truma b'shar yamos hashonakoi. We're not talking about Vachomets. We're talking about Stam Truma. Now the Gemara just went off on a tangent to speak about this halacha of the eating Truma b'shogeg, that you have to pay Karen Vachomets, how much do you have to eat? So the Tanakama holds a Kazayis, and Abisho holds a Shavapruta. Problemazik, Truma shall Kohen, Afila Bishogate. If you don't eat Truma Bishogate, but you damage it Bishogate, then you don't, Shadom Bishalim Chomish, you don't pay a fifth, El Karen Kishar Masik Hulin. Then you're only paying damages. You're not paying this Kapar. Rahumi Boyele Ludover, Haroy Leos Kodesh. So the Tanakama learns the Nosan. It's not to tell me that it has to be a Shavapruta, but you have to give something that could become Truma. The Kulei Krom Yishum Sefer Tzurich, the whole pasuk of the Nosan is the Nosan Makoinis HaKodesh, give him something that could be Kodesh, but nothing to do with Shavapruta. Okay, let's go on. Ha'ochel Truma Pachos Mikazayis. What if you ate Pachos Mikazayis at Truma? Mishalim is a Karen, the Eino Mishalim is a Chomesh. You only pay the Karen, because then now, since it's less than a Kazayas, it doesn't have the halach of Kapara. It's Stam, you damage the Kohen. So you have to pay him the damages. But you don't pay a Chomesh, because this is not the halach of Kapara, of paying back Truma. Not only that, you don't have to pay it in something that you could become Kodesh. You just have to pay that money. Hechidam. Either less be Shavapruta, if there's not a Shavapruta here, Karen Nami Lavashalim. L'maisa, you didn't damage anything that was worth any money. If you damage somebody less than a shava pruta, you don't have to pay him back, because there's nothing to pay back. And if there is a shava pruta, right, then the chorish have to pay a chomish too. Mara says, no, l'olam d'ispe shava pruta. V'afilu hochi, kivin d'lespe kazayis, m'shalim isakirim v'mishlam isachomish. Now it's talking where there is a shava pruta. And since it's not a kazayis, you don't have to pay back als kapora, like the Tanakama. It's only a kazayis that you're chayiv. Less than a kazayis is only tashlumim because of mazik. And therefore, you pay back whatever is worth of a pruta or more. But you don't pay a chomesh. Amrua Rabbana kameh Rab Papa. The Rabbanan said this halach in front of Rab Papa. Hod lo kabashol. So they said, this is not like Abishol. The e kabashol, haomer kivin sheesh bashava pruta, afa gav the less bekazayas. L'chara, this doesn't go like Abishol. Because we're talking about eating truma that's worth a shava pruta, that's not a kazayas. And we said that here the halach of kapara doesn't apply, only the halach of damages apply. So you pay karen, you don't pay chomesh. But Abishol said that if it's a shava pruta, that's what the halacha depends on. And if you ate truma, bishoge, shava pruta, even though it's not a kazayas, you have to pay kapara. So you have to pay a chomesh. Amar lahu Rav Papa, afilu tame Abishol. So Rav Papa said to them, no, this may go according to Abishol, that you're still potter for paying the chomesh, even though it's a shava pruta, since it's less than a kazayas. Abishol, parity boy. Abishol needs both. When Abishol argues on the Tanakama holds that it has to be a kazayas, right? But it doesn't have to be shava pruta, because you pay lefi mida, and therefore you don't have to pay any value. It's like chometz on Pesach, it has no value. Still, you pay the kazayas that you ate. You're replenishing the volume or the measure of truma. That's the Tanakama. So if it's less than a kazayas, right? Even though it's more than a shava pruta, you don't pay, because it says yochal, and yochal is kazayis. But if it's a kazayis, even if it's less than a shava pruta, you pay. Well, Abishol argues, but he doesn't argue to say that if it's a shava pruta and it's not a kazayis, you pay kapara. He holds it, not only does it have to be a kazayis, it also has to be a shava pruta. But if it's not a kazayis, even if it's a shava pruta, or if it's not a shava pruta, even if it's a kazayas, then you don't pay kapara.
And you hold them both drushes?
Both exist. You know, you need both. So Mara says, Rashi, Yispei shava pruta, veleke kazayas, kegon shnas batzoras. Rashi says, how could something, what's it called, have to be a shava pruta, and it's not a kazayas? It's talking in a time of a famine. Food is very expensive. So it's worth even a small amount, less than a kazayis, is worth a shava pruta. Given the less big kazayis, tachilu ksivabeh. No, since it's not a kazayis, and it says yochal, the halach of kapara only applies if you ate it, you had a kazayis. Amru rabbana kameh papa, diktiku mi libon. They were medaktik, v'omru lefonov, the homas nisim, the kapta kazayis, look at the show. The mission that says that it has to be a kazayis, even if it's a shava pruta. Still, it has to be a kazayis. Doesn't go according to Abishol. Shamin and late, the kavod apruta below a kazayis. Abishol holds the ikur is the fact that it's worth a pruta, not that it's a kazayis. He learns from Benosan, not from Ki Yochal, because he holds Yochal is only to exclude damaging, but not that you have to eat a kazayis. So Mara says no. So the Papa said maybe not. Abishol holds you need both. You need a kazayis and a shava pruta. Shehebo kazayis to achivu ksibe. He learns both drushes. Mar says, "Me boy Abishol tarte." Does Abishol take a hold? He needs both. Is that the machlokas? The chachamim hold kazayis is enough, even if it's not a shava pruta. And Abishol holds no, you need both kazayis and shava pruta. Not like we learned in the beginning, Rabbi Shaul holds only a shava pruta, and the kazayis is not significant at all. But Abishol Omer, Eshi Yesh Bo Shava Pruta Chayiv Tashlumin, We have the permission, it says, that Rabbi Shaul said, what is the brisa? Hey, what's the hey here? I think it's that it's a Tanya. Where's the hey? Tosefta. Yeah, it's a Tanya. A Tanya. It's a Tanya. The brisa says, Rabbi Shaul said, if there's a Shava Pruta, then you have to pay. Chomesh. And if there's no Shava Pruta, then you're not chayav to pay. Amru lo, lo amru Shava Pruta, elin yin me'ila b'vav. So they said to him, no, the whole halach of Shava Pruta is only significant to me'ila, not to eating truma b'shogeg. Aval truma, eno chayav atshiv b'kazayis. But by truma, you're not chayav unless there's a kazayis. So what's the machlokas? Right, in Isa, kivin sheyesh bo kezayis meboyelem. Right, Rabbi Shaul should have said, es sheyesh bo shava pruta chayiv, and es sheein bo, should have said, the Chacham said, since it had a kezayis, that's good enough. Even if it's not a shava pruta. If, what's it called, Rabbi Shaul holds that you need both. You need kezayis and shava pruta. Then when the Rabbanan argued, they should have said, like, as long as it's a kezayis is enough. You don't need Shava Pruta. But what did they say? Since it had, you're not chayav till it is a kezayis. Mashma that Rabbi Shaul holds, that what's it called, that you only need one. Even if a Shava Pruta is not a kezayis, you're chayav. Not like Rapapa wanted to say. Samara says to Yufta, in a phenomenon, it's not true. Abba Shaul holds it because Shava Pruta is enough to be Machayev you. You don't need a Kazayas. He doesn't hold you need both. Rashi. Chayev Tashlumim, a Truma Shoge Koi, the Karen Vachomish Komer. Tashlumim over here means you have to pay Kapor, Karen Vachomish. Because if you have to pay, what's it called, if it's what's it called, Atmash. But you don't pay a chomesh. The inyan me'ila, Shlomo Zalman Orbach has an interesting shayla. Since it says the nosan, you have to pay back only if there's a shava pruta. But less than a shava pruta, not. But l'maisa, let's say you ate 4/5 of a pruta of truma. When you pay back, you have to add a chomesh. So we pay back a full shava pruta. An extra fifth will make it a full shava pruta. But you didn't eat a shava pruta. There's a halacha just in the Nesina, as long as you're paying back a pruta, you have to pay. Or no, you had to have eaten a shava pruta to have a chiyuv to pay back, right? But if you didn't eat a shava pruta, even though in the end, by adding the chomesh, there will be a pruta, that doesn't count. Interesting shava. Rashi leinin mi'ila, b'nehena mehekdish kavua. If you have hanoa from hekdish, the Hashem Baksiv Achila. There it doesn't say Achila. There it says Kiyimo, Me'ila. Me'ila is changing the Rishus of something, right? And that's totally in a Pruta. Aval Truma, Filo Yeshbo Shava Pruta, Ein Chayiv Chomesh, Ad Shebo Kazayis. But by Truma, even if it's a Shava Pruta, unless there's a Kazayis, you're not Chayiv to pay Kapora Chomesh. Right? That's the Tanakama. Mechlal Abishol, Alpha got the letter kezayis. So what's Rabbi Shaul hold? Even if it's not a kezayis, you have to pay as long as it's a shava pruta. The Mishnah, the Tarte boy, because if Rabbi Shaul held, you needed both kezayis and shava pruta. The Yeshbo kezayis koy Rabbi Shaul, and Rabbi Shaul is talking where it was a kezayis, but it wasn't a shava pruta. The Kamar, the Alpha got the Yishbe kezayis, but in pruta, Hoki havi lehulamemar, given the Yeshbo kezayis chay. They should have said, no, since it's a kezayis, you're chayav. Even if it's not a shava pruta. Not ad shehebo kezayis. But ad shehebo kezayis means that even if it's a shava pruta, it has to be a kezayis. And Rabbi Shaul holds, what's it called? No, it only has to be a shava pruta. Okay, the alpha of Rav Papa Hotterbeck. Even Rav Papa had charata from the fact that he said that according to Abishol, you need both the kezayis and a shava pruta. And he also had charot and held that according to Abishol, the main consideration is Shavapruta, and Kazayas is not significant at all. Titania. Chot HaBishgoga proclamation. Right? Torah says by Me'ila that you were Chot HaBishgoga, you used the Kodesh, the Shogit. You didn't know it was Kodesh. Proclamation. But if it's Mazid, then there's no Me'ila. There's no Korban Me'ila. V'alodinu, u'mashar mitzvot, shechaya bohen koris, poter bohen es ha-mezid, shkavachomer, right? Other mitzvahs, which are not chayiv, which are chayiv koris, right? Other mitzvahs that are chayiv koris, like Shabbos. Mezid is poter from a korban, only shogeg is chayiv. Me'ila she'ein bo koris. Me'ila, there's only a lot, there's no koris. And Odin should potter some mezid. Surely mezid should be potter. Morris says, "Lo, imamers b'shar mitzvahs shekain lo chayiv nisa. Me'ila is chayiv nisa. It's not chayiv kores. It's chayiv nisa b'dei shamayim. Tomer b'me'ila shechayiv nisa. Me'ila is chayiv nisa. Right? Maybe that's why it's chayiv even b'mezid. Talmud lomer. That's why you need a pasuk. B'shkaga proclamation." Okay, so that the Amar law lay Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Rav Chiya bar Avin. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya bar Avin when they were learning this brisa, "Hi Tana, what's this Tana hold? Meikora alima lekores." In the beginning, that he wanted to learn the Kal v'Chomer, that you don't need a pasuk to tell me that Mezid is potter from a carbon Me'ila, because we learn from a Kal v'Chomer from Shabbos. Shabbos is chayiv kores. And still you're not chayiv a korban except the shogeg. Not the mezid, me'ila, which is only chayiv nisa. Surely you shouldn't be chayiv the mezid. Then he said, no. Maybe, because me'ila is chayiv nisa, it's more chomer. So which is he hold? Is koresh more chomer than misa, or is misa more chomer than koresh? Right? Ne'kor alimale koresh, ulo v'sof alimale nisa. V'omar le'i, and Rav Chiya bar Avin said to him, Hochi Kama. He explained to him, this is what the Tana Kama held. Lo imomras b'shar mitzvahs, this is what this Tana held. Like, if you say by shar mitzvahs, shekein lo chaya bohem misa, the pachos mikazayis. Right? What he meant to say is the following. Shar mitzvahs, you're not going to be chaya misa if you ate less than a kazayis. Right? Or Shabbos. Right? Yeah, or other isurim. You're going to only be chayiv if you ate a kazayis. Tomer b'me'ila shechayiv b'misa b'pachas mikazayis. But, what's it called? Me'ila, you're chayiv misa even if you ate less than a kazayis. You see what I'm saying? How you know that? Omar lei, tanuach taitcha shehinachto estahati. He said, oh, now you made it make no sense. This price didn't make no sense to me. Thank you for making it make sense. Now I feel good about it. Right? We didn't mean to say that that this one, because you're chayiv nisa, right, that's a chumrah. No, it's that you're chayiv nisa with less than a kazayis. And the other ones, you're not chayiv nisa unless you ate a kazayis. Kiyashi. Bechata bishgaga, me'ila dehet bishgti, alo dinu, demezid pater mikorba, lama likra. Why do I need a pasuk, bechata bishgaga, proclamation that you're not chayiv according to Me'ila b'mezid, learn from the Kal v'Chomer, from other chiyuvei chatas. Shechayiv b'na kosev koresh, kigon chayiv v'dam. Chayiv v'dam. You chayiv, what's it called, koresh, right? Potter b'na is amazing, mikorba. Tiga b'chata shkoga, see, b'chatas, it says the theirish, shkoga. Lo chayiv b'na nisa b'dei shamayim. No, the other ones are not chayiv nisa b'dei shamayim. You're only chayiv koresh. Aber Me'ila chayiv al zdona nisa. Kedul kamon. Me'ila chayiv nisa b'dei shamayim. Not koresh. The dilma nisa chamira mikoresh. Maybe nisa b'dei shamayim is more chomer than koresh. And they explain what's the chomer of nisa b'dei shamayim of a koresh. It's a big shiloh what exactly koresh is. Some say koresh is you die before you're 60 and nisa b'dei shamayim is before you're 50. Right? Then it's the koresh more chomer. You die earlier. Others say, Kares is you and your children, and Misa is only you. Some say Nisa Bidei Shamayim, even your money gets destroyed. Kores only you. Some say Kores is also Bidei Shamayim, what's it called in Olam Haba? Nisa Bidei Shamayim is only in this world. So all the different Perushim, there's a difference. Some, according to some, Nisa Bidei Shamayim will be more Chomer than Kores. And according to some, Kores will be more Misa Chomer than Misa Bidei Shamayim. But for one Tana to take both is impossible. Beginning, he's using the svara that Misa is less chomer than Koris. It's a kava chomer. Something that's chayiv Koris and not chayiv korban b'mezid, surely something you're only chayiv Misa. Diktoni mi'ila shlo chayiv b'koris, ela Misa, ama Koris chamiv. Ula v'sof alim alei Misa, diktoni tomer ben mi'ila. He's taking the string on both ends. What does he hold? Koris is more chomer or Misa is more chomer? There's a svara each way, but you have to hold one way, you can't hold both ways. Now really this Tana holds Koris is more chomer than Misa. When he turned it around and said, he didn't mean to say, no, maybe Mila is more chomer because it's Misa. No, there's an extra prat that wasn't mentioned. Loi momers b'shar Misa shalei chayabon afilu Misa b'chirik zayit. Shar mitzvahs, even Misa you're not chayiv if you ate less than a kezayis. But Me'ila, even less than a kezayis, you're chayiv Misa. Tomer b'Me'ila, shechayiv b'miha Misa b'pachos mikezayis. B'kulu garsina b'omar lei, u'maskif lei Rav Papa. Each one, Rav Ovin, answered Rav, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered Rav Chia bar Ovin. Until later, when we get to Maskif, that's Rav Papa. Till now, it's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Rav Chia bar Ovin who are talking to each other. Later on, Rav Papa's going to get involved. Okay, out of Hadar Bay. Until Hadar Bay Rav Papa, we didn't get Rav Papa, doesn't come into this discussion. Till now, it's only these two.